Hey guys, what is up? Hope you guys are doing well. This is Chris coming to you from a lovely island of Cyprus. I'm out of town today. I'm in business bootcamp, entrepreneurship bootcamp, hosted by John Lee and a Cypriot woman, Pavlina. It's going really well. Learning about business entrepreneurship, mindset, all these beautiful things. It's been a hectic day, but I'm here for you. I'm here for the podcast. I hope you guys are happy. I hope you guys are growing. I hope you guys are focused on yourselves, which is the number one thing you need to be doing. Be focused on yourselves. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be focused on feeling good and then get focused on feeling better. Because if you're putting out the right vibrations, you'll get the right things. Ultimately, it's all about that, you know? That's the ultimate thing in life, to live a happy and fulfilling life. Not to make the money or make the relationships. I mean, yeah, all these things are going to bring you happiness. But ultimately, you need to be happy with you. Right now, with whatever you have, you always need to be happy. And that's how it goes, you know? If you're happy with what you have right now, and you're putting out good vibrations, and you're grateful, and you love this life, that's what you're going to get back. Ain't that magical? Anyway, enough with the spiritual stuff. Today is Tuesday, and we're talking about business. I'm going to talk about something that I picked up from the bootcamp. You see how amazing it is? You need to be going to this kind of stuff, you know? One of my mentors told me there is three very important stuff you need to be doing if you want to be successful. And when he says successful, he means successful in every endeavor in life, and that is fulfillment, that is career, that is relationships, that is all those things. That's how you become successful. You go big on everything, baby. And what are those three things? Number one, I talk about this a lot, read your books. Every single day, read your books. I mean, me, for example, today, I woke up in the morning, I went to another city, and I didn't read my books yet. And it's making me feel a bit weird, you know? And you see what I mean? Like, because when you make it a habit, you're going to feel weird when you don't do it. So read your books every day. That's vitally important, because you're not just going to get the knowledge from the books, from all these different people you're reading from, but it also is going to enhance your belief system, because you will be reading about stuff that other people did, and that will broaden up your vision. It will make you believe more in what you're doing, because you're seeing people who are probably in the same position as you, or were in the same position as you, and even worse, most of the times, 9 times out of 10, they're in a worse position than you, and they still make it big in the field that they choose. Number two, focus on feeling good. Yeah, baby, I just talked about this. Focus on feeling good all the time. If you're feeling depressed, okay, acknowledge that and be like, okay, I'm depressed. How can I feel better? Okay, let's feel better, baby. Boom, boom, boom. And just like that, you'll start feeling better because you're conscious about it and you're okay with it and you're focused on working on that, making feeling better on that. So that's vitally important. If you're not feeling good and not putting out the good vibrations, you're not going to get good things. Actually, that actually might be number one. You know, feel good, number one. Read your book, second. And number three, go to networking events, just like the one I'm going today, like boot camps like this, because this is very, 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 very powerful, because it puts you in a room with like-minded people, people who want more out of life. Especially if you go to these success seminars, you know, like most of the seminars, they're going to teach you some stuff. But the most essential thing you get from these seminars is the people you meet there, because you don't know what these connections are going to bring. I mean, today I met like so many different people, and I have new business opportunities just by showing up at this event, you know, just by talking and connecting with like-minded people who want success. And that's the law of the mastermind in effect. I'll talk about that in another day. That's a very long one. If you want to learn more about it, learn it from the master himself, Napoleon Hill. Read The Law of Success and Think and Grow Rich. Two amazing books. Bibles of life. Those books should be put in schools. So yeah, these three little things. And then going more into business, something I took away today from the event, they were talking a lot about the importance of branding. 2018, this time is the era of branding. That's what it's all about. People no longer buy a product. People buy a brand. People don't care. They really don't care about your product. If you have a good brand, they really won't care about your product. They just want to see your brand's name on it when you're established. That's why they're going to buy your stuff. That's why you see all these clothing brands selling everything they make. Most of them, they sell it. If you get established, let's say Hugo Boss or whatever, any brand, any clothing brand, people are gonna buy it just because it has the brand's name on it. Boom, and that's it. But they took the time to establish that brand. Like when you're building a brand, you're building something that people associate with. You know, you give the people a feeling. It's not just I'm selling clothing, or I hope you didn't hear that. I'm selling clothing. I'm selling coaching. I'm selling water. I'm a restaurant. You know, all these different things. You need to make it a brand. You need to make it something that people associate with. Something that when people see it, know that boom, it's you. It's your brand. I bought for him because of his brand. The whole character that comes from the whole product, because your product, whatever it is, it's changing people's lives in a way, you know? It's an info product, it's a service, whatever it is, it's changing people's lives in a way, because people are going to pay you money and time to get a taste of your brand. And that's why they do it. They do it to associate with the brand, because your brand gives them a certain feeling. People no longer buy what's good for them. They just buy the brands that they like. Either you like it or not, that's what it is. One famous designer, I don't remember her name, she started her own, she had a clothing brand for a lot of years, and then a big company came and they bought it, and they didn't buy it for her clothing. No, they bought it for her brand, the character that comes with it. You build your own personal brand, and you're gonna see how amazing it is. It's just going to be, you need to focus on branding, not on taking. And you make branding by giving value to people. The more value you give to people, the better your branding will be. Because that way, people are going to be like, okay, so Christos or George or Michael, yeah, he's got this brand, you know, and I'm getting so much from him. But if you don't have a brand, and it's just you selling, let's say, I mean, why do you think people buy Apple? Why do people buy iPhones? There's so many people out there saying that, but the Android phones are so much better, and they're so much cheaper. Why do people go and buy Apple for like twice the price and have the specs? Because it's Apple! Boom! There it is! That's branding! You see the power of branding? Just because that silly little Apple is on the, it's on the phone, people are going to buy it! And they won't even look at the specs! That's what the big companies do, like Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, all these people, that's what they do! They make you associate with that. Like, the ultimate goal is, like, in your field of endeavor, is for your brand to show up first. I mean, let's say if you're making pizza, you want John's Pizza to come to your customer's mind when they think about pizza. And when they think about John's Pizza, you want them to think about the best pizza in the world. Boom! That's the best branding. And you want, when your people see your competitors, you come to their mind. How amazing is that? That's powerful branding. That is branding, my friends. I mean, think about, I mean, how much would that affect your life if people, whenever they look at your competitor, they thought about you? How would that change your life? Take that thought with you tonight to bed. Hope you guys have an amazing day, slightly longer today. I hope the cars didn't make too much sound for you. Have a beautiful day. And remember, you only lose when you stop.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.